Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode.
Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Matthew chapter 26, verse number 26. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take and eat it. This is my body." 27 says, "Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, 'Drink from it, all of you.'" 28, "For this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins." During the last week of Jesus' life, he instituted the Lord's Supper, which we call the communion or the Eucharist. Jesus took bread, blessed the bread, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said to the disciples to eat the bread because that bread was his body. He said, "This is my body, take and eat." In the same way, he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them and said, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood that establishes the covenant." You know, friends, Jesus did not just bring us a message from God. He himself is the message from God. And that is why he gave his body and his blood through the bread and the wine to the disciples to take and eat and then drink. And he commands that all of you who are my disciples, drink from it, all of you. Because his life, his blood, his body is the message that God sent from heaven. In John chapter 6, Jesus said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven. I am that bread." Jesus is the bread of heaven. Jesus is the message of God. And so the last week of his life, he instituted the Lord's Supper or the communion or the Eucharist. It shows our identification in the message of God when we take of the Lord's table in Holy Communion. It shows that we receive him, that he is the message of God, his blood that was shed for us, his body that was broken for us. And that is why it is important that all of us who truly believe in the Lord Jesus participate in the Lord's table in Holy Communion. We should not be in the habit of excusing ourselves and preventing ourselves from participating in what the Lord asked us to be doing. And sometimes the reason we excuse ourselves is because we feel inadequate, we feel unworthy, we feel sinful. And by all means, we should feel remorseful and repentant of our sins. And by all means, we shouldn't go to the Lord's table in an unworthy manner. And that is why it is important that we allow the Spirit of God to work on our hearts and our minds and on our souls. We allow the Word of God to build us up in faith so that we can keep walking with the Lord. And then we repent of all our sins and go to the Lord in humility, that he himself will give us of his body and of his blood. That shows our identification with him as the message God has given to humanity, as the savior of humanity, as the bread of heaven for humanity. From today, the next time you have an opportunity to go to the Lord's table, do it with gratitude. Know that it is a privilege. Do it out of humility, repenting of all sins. And participate fully with a determination not to go back to the very things that make you unworthy. He gave his blood for you. He gave his body to you because he considers you worthy and he wants you to stay that way. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.